If you like coffee or fart noises, come aboard and join my nonsense. I won't hesitate to step on you.
Hi guys, welcome to the Sunshine Train with friends. Stacy's dead today, so we're having a podcast without Stacy. R.I.P. Stacy.
Rest in peace.
Rest in peace, Stacy. You will be. Oh my God, who's messaging the group chat?
Stacy, is she coming?
Yeah, I was like, R.I.P. Stacy, and then someone just messaged the group chat.
Oh my God, she's alive.
Oh my God, she's alive.
Back from the dead.
Really? Oh my God.
Wait, is it actually her?
Yeah, it's actually her.
What does she want?
Say, have fun.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh my God. Damn, straight in. Oh my God. What did you say?
I said, fuck you. I just told you what I was going to say.
Wow.
Fuck you.
Stacy's like, what the fuck?
It's okay. She loves me deep down. It's okay. Sure about that? Deep down.
You sure about that?
Very deep. No, get the fuck away from me.
What the fuck, man? Not that I'm strawberry.
You're in my space while I'm trying to record.
You're in my room!
I need you to back up.
Excuse me?
So, fellow podcast listeners, I've moved to Jody's room because I can't take the audio issues in my room.
Yeah, anymore. Your audio is trash, and also people outside who's driving, and that's long and last.
Oh, yeah.
Are trash.
Holy dude, did I tell you? I'm actually making a complaint about people driving on our road. Like, I'm gonna file a complaint.
I don't know how you're gonna do that. Like,
you can file a complaint. You can file an anonymous complaint.
Yeah, but how's that gonna work?
You just tell them, okay, here's where I'm located. Some fucker at 3 in the morning keeps driving by in the middle of the night and waking me up.
It's been happening more in the past few days where there's like a lot of cars, like, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, if we're lucky, they can put like a cop to like patrol there and like go after them. That'd be nice.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I don't complain about noise that much. Like, I can put earplugs in, but I could hear them through the earplugs.
I could hear it too. Holy cow, it's like worse than
And it's like, it's literally like, Lindsay, I'll like be sleeping, and it's one of those things where it's so loud, I like jump out of bed. It scares the shit out of me. And it's like every night, if not, like it'll skip one night and then it'll be bad.
No, it's every night. Like, I hear it too. It's like so bad. Like, I'm a heavy sleeper myself. I could sleep through that.
Yeah, but you're like, super heavy.
Yeah, I'm super heavy. But if it's to the point where I could hear it and wake up, like, shocked, that's a problem. Like, literally worse than, like, goddamn Florida. Like, I don't know. It's.
Yeah, and, like, if it was, like, you know, like, 7 at night, yeah, that'd be annoying, but I wouldn't feel the need to complain. If it's the middle of the night, that's too
much. Yeah, like, middle of the night.
Yeah.
Sleeping, like, hello.
I don't know how nobody else is complaining. There's people with kids. Like, near us.
I think they're used to it or something. But, like, I didn't know. Like, how the fuck do you complain to that? Do you complain to that to the government or something? Whatever?
No, you, like, it's, you call the police.
Oh, you call the police and you expect them to know?
And just be like, look, this is not, like, this is, like, first world problems. I get it. It's not that important. But if you could spare one guy to put here at 3 in the morning, yeah, we'd really morning, appreciate it. Just catch him one time, then he'll probably get scared to do it again.
Oh my God.
He must be like speeding, right? Like,
yeah, no, he has sounds... this is like he's speeding, but he also has like that. What is it?
The shitty engine?
No, he has like a shitty engine, and then on top of it, he has that specific type of fuel that makes your car louder. Like, he's got like diesel or something in his fucking car. He's like fucking no muffler.
Oh my God.
It's super annoying. Like, holy cow.
Like, you have to try to make noise that loud, no matter how shitty your car is. Like, you have to go out of your way to do that shit.
Yeah,
that's annoying.
Yeah, literally. It was so funny because, like, one night I woke up and I went back to bed. And then, like, in the morning, I saw Ty's text in the morning. She's like, I'm going to get a fucking gun and fucking shoot that guy's tires.
I'm like, I'm going to get a fucking gun. I'm going to shoot that guy's tires as he drives past.
At like 3 in the morning, and I was laughing. I was like, what the fuck? I saw it in the morning.
I like want to catch the guy so I can get his plate.
Oh my God, yeah. But like, you have to stay up like in the morning.
You want to have scout out this weekend?
Scout out this weekend. Stay up all night. Sure.
Like, get his plate.
Stay out in the bathroom, like ready for a phone, take a picture. And we're like,
like, can you please ticket this guy? Like, please ticket this guy. Oh my God. I can hear him from across town sometimes. I feel
across town?
Yeah. like, I'll be sleeping, and I, like, hear it, like, far away, and I'm like, please don't come this way, please don't come this way. And you're like,
oh, God.
Oh, my God. No, I'm good. Yeah, you finished it. You seem very into it, so I don't want to interrupt.
Yeah, I'm very into the strawberry Nutella.
Dude, Justin should be worried less about me and more about your love of strawberries.
he's a big fan of strawberries,
dude. Yeah. What a little bitch.
Imagine he listens to me and he comes to you like, excuse me.
Good, come fight me, man.
You'll see him in a month, holy cow.
Good, we'll fight. Come on, we'll fight on a mountain.
Oh my God, Lizzie, you know, it's super funny. Like, because I was like, I talk to Justin every night, and then he's like, and then there was like one night we were like, hey, it's Good Friday. Me and Ty, we're going to go out, drink, and we went to watch the movie Everything Everywhere at Once.
Oh, yeah.
It was a fucking good movie.
It was very good.
Really? I really want to see it.
You should have.
It was so fucking weird.
It was funny. Like, the entire time I was entertained.
So, yeah, I got to check it out.
Yeah, definitely. Check it out. It's a really good movie. I didn't know it was rated R. I thought it was PG-13 or something.
Oh, it's very, very R. Yeah,
very R. Wow. Anyways. And I was like, God, Justin, I want to say upstairs, and he's like, wow, Ty's taking you out on a day, dinner, and then, like, movie? Damn, like, she's packing up. She's, like, taking you out more than I am. And I'm like, well, sorry, Justin. I guess this time. And he's like, wow. And I was like, sorry, Justin. Like, at this point, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna go talk to that. Yeah, you're gonna go talk to Ty. And I'm like, sorry.
And then I do the same thing. I'm like, what are you talking about, Justin? How dare you?
And I'm like, sorry, Justin, Ty's my fiance now. Like, it's a given.
Honestly, he should be worried.
Yeah, like, he's
honestly.
Like, what are you doing to ask me? He's like, and I was like, Justin, we're just friends. But he's like, I don't know if you're bi. And I'm like, what's happening?
What does it mean you're like talking to him? Oh my
God. Like, I don't know if you're like bi. And I'm like,
So by that logic, if he goes out to hang out with a girl, you should be worried. Because he's no self-control.
I was like, what are you?
You like throw yourself at girls. I'm like literally not even your type of girl.
You're not even my type of girl.
I'm like the furthest thing from your type of girl.
Yeah, and then I was like, Justin, what do you
mean? You like girls that are like, I don't know, like more.
I don't think I really have a type of girls, to be honest.
You don't have a type of girl?
No.
Really? I thought you told me you like girls who are like kind of like prissy.
No,
prissy.
I'm thinking of somebody else.
Why do you like girls prissy? I'm like, get your bitch ass, your tiny little bit.
What kind of girls do you like?
I never thought of it.
All right, well, yeah, I guess you wouldn't now. You're dating Justin Boy.
I'm dating Justin.
He's like practically a girl, so. He doesn't watch the podcast, does he?
No, he doesn't.
All right, sick.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. Justin, if you're watching this, I'm kidding. You're not a girl, okay? You're very, very,
He's gonna come after you.
He's coming. Something.
Damn, so I'm just roasting Justin in the
bus. He knows it's out of love. I do feel bad about throwing him under the bus during Among Us, though.
Oh my God. It was so sweet of him. I thought it was really cute. He was like, yeah, like, I really like playing with your friends. Like, your friends are very nice. I want to
really?
Be friends. He said that. And he's like, I want to be friends with your friends. And I'm like, oh, that's aww, so sweet. Even though Ty threw me under the bus 3 times. And I was like, yeah, he's a sweet kid.
That's funny.
I was like,
oh. Well, it's not my fault he makes himself look shady.
He always does.
I was wondering what he thought of us after that. It's like,
no,
he like playing with us.
I asked him if he had fun. He said he really had fun in a while.
Oh, that's good.
He enjoyed it. Just get a stick of Nutella. Here you go, child. You can, like, putting it in.
Is that bad? Am I not allowed to do that?
No, you can, but, like, bruh.
What, you think Justin will be jealous?
Oh, what? Every time I go talk to Ty, every time I go, like, out with Ty, he's like, oh, you're out with Ty again? I'm like, Justin. And then when I come home and I'm talking with Justin, and Ty's like, are you talking to Justin?
Like, no, a love triangle now.
I know. There's like a
he's got. Does he have Snapchat?
Well, yeah, Snapchat.
You should add me on Snapchat. I'll send him like creepy videos in the middle.
Oh my God.
You should. I should give him like Snapchat.
Oh my god.
So funny. Yeah, he was like, other day, he was like, because I tagged Ty and the drinks. And he's like, oh, is that Ty's Instagram? I was like, yeah. And he's like, I don't know. Like, isn't it weird if, like, I follow her? Like, and I'm like, what do you mean? Just follow her. It's an art. Like, I don't know. It's kind of weird, isn't it? Like, follow her. And I'm like, oh my fucking. Like, sometimes this boy gives me level 10 cancer.
No, I'll tell you what. Like, nine times out of 10, if my friend has a significant other, I'll want to be their best friend. Because I want more friends. And also, like. Okay, we should stop eating this, like, on the podcast. We're going to, like, be smacking our
it's
lips.
It's the ASMR smack.
Close that. We're done.
Is it your dessert?
Yeah.
Yeah, we eat dinner. And you gotta have some sweet. I'm taking it away. I'm taking it away. Yeah. You can glare at me all you want. I'm taking it away. I'm putting it away.
Not the Nutella! What are you gonna put on the
I don't feel like walking to the kitchen. God, finish it. No more slurping on the podcast. No more slurp. Let's put a smile on that face.
No.
Anyway, do we have a topic today, Jody? We're already 15 minutes. No? All right.
I mean, Stacey's not here.
That doesn't mean anything.
What That's our topic.
Yeah, we get Stacey's permission. Stacey!
I'll call her.
Wait. I don't think I was prepared for a podcast today for a topic. I was thinking about the topic that I talked with Ty once, and I've been thinking about it since yesterday.
Yeah, because I have, like, three different topics, but it'll take, like, 3 months to get to. Because
oh, yeah.
Actually, it'll take more than that, because we only do every 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if we do, like, something special, it's better if it's, like, all four of us, too, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I was, like, half tempted to be, like, should we just record next week and just wait for all four of us, but.
Yeah.
No, it's not a big deal. We can just do it now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while since we've relaxed and chatted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a good chat.
Yeah, and you know what? I don't even care what's going on with Stacey. I don't need her here.
Oh, Stacey!
I don't miss her or anything. I don't like devastatingly miss her. I sent her a letter today.
What?
Yeah, like here's how it starts. Stacey, I miss you so much. Why you hate me? Oh my god, I love you. Bye. I didn't. Should I write that?
You should write that.
I should write that. Like,
fuck you in the end.
I love you. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Not that way.
It's like your signature at this point. Like, I love you. Fuck you.
Do you think she's gonna watch this episode?
She's gonna listen to
it. I hope she does.
See, if you watch this episode, I want you to pick up your phone and text me right now saying,
fuck you.
Bitch tip.
Bitch tip!
And then I'll know you watched this episode. Yeah, do it. Lazy bitch, do it.
Oh my god.
You're just not even here.
You're just threatening.
Yeah.
It's all out of love.
Damn, fucking smack behind Stacey down time.
Oh my god. Well, you know. You know how it be.
No, I don't know.
You know how it be. You know how it be.
No. Who texted? Not now, Justin.
Of course, he texts right now. Give me that phone. I'll text him.
Okay.
Should I just be like, bitch, don't you get it? She's with me. He won't get upset if I do that, right?
No.
I don't want to hurt his feelings.
No.
Bro, that's so annoying. He was an island of it. It kept healing itself. Justin, don't you understand? She's with me now. Tyler, sign.
What are you saying? He's like, what? He said what?
Now, dare you text her. It's hard to text on your phone. Mm-hmm. Ring Tyler time.
Tyler time.
There you go. He's like, what?
He was telling me.
I was like, Justin, don't you understand?
He says like a gif emoji.
It's a gif of him crying. Hijacked in the middle.
He's like, what?
Oh, that's worth it. Alright, I'm sorry. Let's actually focus on the podcast now. Yeah. I feel like we're getting a little off track here with the zero topic we have.
He went offline. He went offline. Oh,
no. Good. He's smart. He backs off. I like it. He should come to Disney with us if we go.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Yeah. You guys can kiss on top of the Ferris wheel. You can go find Mickey Mouse and be like, Mickey.
Yeah.
I want
Mickey.
I want money.
Yeah, sure. I'll ask him if he wants.
And then he'll be like, oh, he doesn't call. What the fuck?
You've never been to Disneyland, so that's gonna be good.
Yeah, I've never been. I really want to go to Disneyland.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only been to the Florida Alligator Park.
I like the Florida Alligator Park.
Did you say Florida Alligator Park?
Yeah, Florida Alligator Park.
I think the California one is basically the same as Magic Kingdom in Florida.
Really? Is that all it is?
Well, there's like the main park, and that's like basically the same. And then there's California Adventure, which has like different rides and stuff, but I haven't been there in a while, so I don't know.
Oh, that's gonna
yeah.
We should go.
Yeah, I think we should definitely plan that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Definitely. That sounds like a fun Thanksgiving like plan.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the only reason I want to do it during Thanksgiving is because I'm not going to be able to get a ton of time off. And if I have to drive 5 hours, I want to be there a lot.
Yeah.
That's true.
But yeah, I think it'd be a lot of fun.
That sounds fun, yeah. It'd be fun if you guys come over here as well. We were, like, trying to find stuff for us to do.
Yeah.
Escapeology?
Yeah, we were thinking, like, we can go to, like, there's this place we went Saturday where the movies were. There's like a escape room and there's like bars. We can like go bar hopping around there.
Ooh, okay.
They're all like walking distance.
Yeah, literally. There's a lot.
Well, that's good. Yeah.
So I think that'd be a lot of fun. And I think we'll do we did the strip with you guys. We didn't do Fremont. So maybe we can do Fremont.
Yeah, I feel like Fremont you have to like really look into it. I don't know. Fremont is okay. There was more to look around in the strip than the Fremont.
Well, I mean, there's stuff to do in Fremont. You just have to fucking embrace the weird.
Embrace the weird and the casino and then the smell of the weeds.
You can do zip lining.
Are you serious? You want to do the zip lining?
No, I'll cry if I do the zip lining.
The last time I was there was like a long line of... It was a long line.
Yeah, it's like a bucket list thing.
That's true, I guess, yeah.
We gotta do the high roller.
Oh, we'll do that. That's on the strip, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll do that when you guys come. We'll go on the high roller.
Yeah.
What's that?
That's like the Ferris wheel.
Yeah, the one of the Ferris wheel. And then people are telling us to do it at night because that's where
you see everything. City.
Oh, yeah, that sounds pretty.
Yeah. So if you guys come in June with Sang.
Yeah.
We'll have a plan.
That's fun.
Yay.
We're not able to hike around June, right? Because it's going to get really hot.
We can, but we'll die.
Yeah, we'll die.
And oh my god, wait, Lindsay, I was like ranting about this the other day.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently nobody here knows what a fucking rattlesnake is, and it's hilarious.
Oh, you need to tell her.
Oh. I'm in all the hiking groups, because that's like how I go on hikes usually.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody keeps posting like pictures of rattlesnakes, and they're like, it's on this trail, look out, there's a rattlesnake. They're all commenting like, oh my god, a rattlesnake. And I'm like, don't you guys live here? You know there's rats. We're in the desert.
Yeah.
And they're all like, oh, it's on this trail. They're on all the trails. They're fucking snakes. They live out there. I want the rattlesnake to post on Facebook and be like, there's a human on this trail.
Oh my god.
And then everybody's like in the comments fighting about the rattlesnake, and it's really funny.
Oh my god. How about that one guy who moved the rattlesnake? Everyone's like,
oh. Yeah, the guy was like, there was like a rattlesnake literally on the trail. So the one guy picked it up with like a stick
and moved god.
He moved it like off the trail so nobody would like run into it.
Yeah.
And this guy went ballistic on him on Facebook. And he was like, "How dare you move the rattlesnake?" And the guy was just like, "I just moved it off the trail so nobody would step on it. Will you chill the fuck out?"
Yeah,
that's nice. That's brave of him to move it. Yeah.
Like, ages if someone got bit and fucking died from that shit.
Yeah, and like it wasn't even like a concern for the guy's safety. He was just pissed that he even touched the rattlesnake because I don't know. Apparently, people in Nevada get mad about really stupid shit.
Yeah. I was like, are you serious?
Because, like, I was walking on the trail one time with Chu, mm-hmm. and she, I was telling her about how, like, there's, like, a lot of really cool sticks.
Sticks.
Yeah, sticks.
Yeah.
Like, really thick, nice sticks, like, wood. And I was like, dude, that would look fucking awesome in, like, a terrarium.
Yeah.
For, like, a lizard or any other animal that I want to add to my growing collection of zero that I have. And she was like, oh, yeah, just be careful if you ever take stuff off the trail. And I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, apparently people get really mad if you take anything off the trail, even if it's, like, a fucking stick or a rock.
Why?
Because they're like, oh, you're, like, ruining the natural landscape. It's a fucking stick! Brian!
Everything is, like, dried up and, like, dead. Like, it's...
I don't know. Like, to a point, I get it to, like, an extent.
Yeah, but...
Like, because there's probably, like, if you said... If everybody did it, it would kind of do a lot of damage.
Yeah.
But, like, I'm gonna take one stick.
It's not, like, 10 sticks.
Like, one stick. I thought the stick looked cool.
Or you just take, like, a broken off piece, like, stick from the floor.
I'm still gonna do it. Yeah. If I get a lizard while I'm out here, I'm getting a stick. I'm gonna take it home.
You should get a stick, because, like, what the fuck? I can't believe they got... Why are they so sensitive here?
Like, yeah, dude, there's sticks. You buy those sticks online, like, driftwood for, like, aquariums. They're expensive.
Yeah.
In fact, the dark part of my mind was like, I should just go start collecting them and selling them on Etsy. What?
Oh my god.
Like, sticks from Las Vegas.
And then I'll be like, I'll like have an extra like $100 a month, and my mom will be like, oh, like, where are you getting that money? I'm like, I'm selling sticks.
Can you imagine? Like, what do you do for a living? Selling sticks.
I sell sticks. I go out and I get sticks. Everybody yells at me for getting the sticks. It's a hard job.
Are they cool looking sticks?
Yeah,
they're thick.
They're like, I don't know if like you probably haven't, but I'm the only one who does this. You look up like, I don't know, like cool aquarium designs for like fish or like cool like terrarium designs for lizards.
Yeah,
they'll usually have like a really nice big piece of driftwood in like the middle. It's like,
oh yeah,
oh yeah,
like the vocal point. That's like what they look like.
Oh,
so like honestly. I would just get it just to make my terrarium look cool.
You should.
My lizard would love it.
Oh my god. We're tempted every single time we go to PetSmart. We see like 50% off like the fucking tanks. And we're like, oh. Buy it every single time.
Yeah, we went and they had the $10 per gallon sale again when we went. And I was like, oh my god. But like, I don't know if I'm going to move soon. Like in a year. I know it's like a year. But
it's
like,
a year.
It's probably going to be over a year. Yeah. But, like, I don't know, like, I don't want to get attached to something. I already got attached to Pepsi, and then I believe him.
Yeah.
He turned a year old.
Isn't he, like, dying or something now?
No, he's doing okay.
Oh, he's living?
Yeah, I was right. Update for Lindsay. Pepsi. He, almost died not that long ago.
Oh, no.
I gave him to my friend Crystal to, take care of. I gave her, like, all my stuff. Like, he's still in his big 10-gallon and everything. Because she was, like, the only person who would keep him in a 10-gallon.
Yeah.
Everybody else I was going to give him to, they were like, I'll put him in a bowl. And I'm like, if you put my fish in a bowl, I'll kill you.
Put a bowl.
So she has him. And he started getting, like, really sick, like, a few weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, the same thing that was happening to Cheeto. Like, he was swimming sideways. And, like, his fins were, like, he was getting sick. She was like, yeah, like, I went through his tank and I found, like, a lot of dead plants in the back of it. So, like, a bunch of plants died, and, like, she didn't know. So, they, like, the ammonia started spiking, and it was, like, killing him.
Yeah.
But she took him out, and he's doing way better now.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, she said he's not, like, swimming sideways anymore, so.
Okay.
So, did that leave the plants out?
Well, no, she kept all the live ones in, but a few of them just died. You just have to make sure you're taking out the dead ones.
Yeah. That's good. I'm glad he's living.
Yeah. He's good. He turned a year old in February.
Oh.
Yay.
So maybe he'll outlive Cheeto. Who knows?
How old was Cheeto?
Cheeto was 2 years.
No, I thought he lived until 3 years.
No, 2 years.
Really?
We got him junior year.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, he lived less than 2 years. We got him junior year, and then he died senior year.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. He lived, like, about a year. But he got really big within that year.
It was, like, a year and a half.
He got big, like, really big. He's, like, the size of a golf ball.
Yeah, I love those fish. I want more of them. They're cool fish.
You should.
But they're dirty. That's the thing.
Because of their poop.
Yeah, they poop so much. Like, beta fish don't poop that much.
Yeah.
Pepsi was really easy to take care of. But Cheeto was just, like, a fucking poop machine.
Poop machine. He's, like, killing himself with poop.
Well, you know what they recommend with goldfish?
What?
That you should keep them in a tank with, like, nothing in it. Like, you keep them in, like, a no-gravel tank.
Just nothing.
And maybe, like, a few plants. But, like, keep, like, nothing on the bottom.
Really?
So you can just suck up the poop throughout the day.
Oh, that's smart.
Mm-hmm.
Smart. But we wanted to decorate. You wanted to decorate Cheetos.
Well, honestly, if I would have known that, that probably would have helped them live longer. I probably wouldn't have.
I guess. I mean, like, oh, Cheeto.
There's some cool-looking tanks with, like, little decorations. Like, I saw one, like, makes that's, it, like, super sleek with, like, nothing in it. And there's, like, just some nice plants in the middle. And there's, like, they just put, like, gravel in that one part. And then the rest is, like, blank.
Oh, like, simplistic designs?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I would totally get, like, a big tank with, like, three goldfish.
You should.
And it would be Tostito, Dorito, and...
Tostito, Dorito,
and corn.
Corn!
Corn.
Tostito, Dorito, corn.
I want a fish named Corn at some point. That's his name's going to be Corn. No, Tostito, Dorito, and Corn. They're all chips.
Tostito, Dorito,
get it? Because he's corn. Cheeto. They're gone.
They're gone. They're gone.
It's Cheeto, and then we got Dorito, we got Tostito, and then we got...
Corn. Corn is just like a freaking...
Well, I was kind of thinking it, like, going off, like, Teletubbies logic.
Oh.
You know, like, Tinky Winky Dipsy, La La, and then just fucking Po.
Po.
Oh, yeah.
Po.
Wait, I should get four goldfish named after all the Teletubbies.
You should.
Oh, the Teletubbies kind of scary. Did you guys watch the Teletubbies when you were little?
Yeah.
Yep.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
How did it make you feel? Do you remember how you felt when you watched it?
I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, I was so confused.
I remember the baby, like, ha ha ha, and then just waving one way.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
There was, like, a Snapchat filter with that for a while.
I know! It was the fucking baby son, I was like, what the fuck?
My mom, like, showed me baby videos, like, not that long ago. And I'm watching Teletubbies, yeah, like, as, like, a two-year-old.
Yeah.
And she's literally, like, she has the camera, she points it to the screen, and it's, like, the fucking baby son coming up. She turns the camera to me, and I'm, like, staring wide-eyed, mouth open, like...
Like, in front of the fuck?
And that's when all of my mental issues started.
Baby son.
Yeah, man. Dude, that baby's probably, like, old as shit now.
Oh, I think the baby is, like...
Don't tell me she died.
No, it's like my brother's age, right? Like around 25.
Oh my god, she.
26. Oh.
Did she make a lot of money from that? You think?
Probably parents.
Yeah,
did.
Probably.
I mean, nobody like remembers her because like it was a baby, but now she's completely. She's like, that was me. Like we're like.
Do you think like she tells people that they're like, no, we don't fucking believe you.
I don't fucking believe it. You have to like freaking.
Like fuck you.
What was their mind like? What was their thought process? They're like, you know, it's a great idea. Let's make the son. But baby.
I think the show is kind of like a sensory type of show. Like,
sensory.
It's not really like, it's kind of just like for a kid to like look at and just see pretty colors and like random shit happen.
I guess.
That's the only way I can explain it because I have no fucking idea what's going on.
I was like watching as a kid. I don't remember there was any fucking stories. I think it was more of a sensory thing with the colors and like.
Yeah, nah, I'm like, I'm talking out of my ass, but like.
I think it was a sensory thing though.
I don't even know how that got pitched.
I wonder what was the thought idea. That's what I want to know.
There was like other weird shows like that too, but nobody remembers them. Like there was another one with like little fat boys, the little fat colorful little boys. You
little
know what I'm
fat
talking
comic
about?
Boys.
I don't know what it's called. They're like fat and they like have turtlenecks.
What?
I swear to God.
Turtlenecks?
Alright, I'm gonna. You guys keep talking. I'm gonna look.
I'm super. What do you mean, fat turtlenecks?
What were they called? I don't know.
Fat turtle. What?
Wait, I think I know what they're called.
This sounds familiar. I don't know.
I think. No. That's. No.
Oh, no, that's not.
Isn't it Booba House?
A Booba House?
What? Aren't they...
Yeah! What the fuck is that?
It's a Booba House!
Oh, my. No, I've
Hold
never.
On. Look at
them! I've never seen
those are turtlenecks. They're wearing turtlenecks. I was right.
Oh my god!
And their eyebrows light up.
I have never seen.
Do you remember?
No.
Wait,
send it. Send it.
I have never seen that shit in my life. What the fuck? Wait.
These.
What the fuck?
Oh my god.
Wait.
The boobas. The boobas.
I don't think I've seen them. Yeah.
No! Oh my god, is this like some kind of visceral memory what just that the- I remember?
Ew!
I never watched it. I only seen like a few episodes.
Booba,
it's on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, yeah. What's the rating? I want to see them.
They're like, this is the worst show I've ever watched. Oh, it's 40%.
At least
they. Oh, yeah, here we go. It's a British exercise show for toddlers from the creators of Teletubbies.
What are you doing?
Teletubbies made that shit. What? Look,
designed to be interactive, Boobah encourages children to move, dance, and create stories while exploring science, technology, and fantasy.
What the fuck?
I'm going to look up reviews.
Boobah. Ew.
Okay, there's no reviews.
Ew. I've never interesting. Seen that shit. Oh my god, wait, I want to legit see,
you know,
like a small clip of it.
You know, for things that encourage exercise, they sure are fucking fat.
No.
I didn't mean the fat shame on, but come on.
I want to see it dance. I want to see it dance. I wanna...
Wait, you're looking it up?
Yeah, I'm like,
Jody, if you watch a move, you'll die. Wait, you play that in the microphone. Are we in hell? Oh no.
Oh, what the fuck is a meteor?
Are they aliens?
Who are these kids? Who are these kids? Oh my god, don't touch it, Jimmy, you'll die! Turn this off, I don't want to watch it. Turn it off, I don't want to watch it.
It sounds like a bomb!
Oh my god.
Wait, send this video to Lindsay. Dude, this could be a podcast topic in itself. Dude, make this my ringtone. I love it.
Oh my god!
Oh my god, there they are! It's a cult.
What did they say?
What are they saying? Is it a cult? I told you they wore turtle masks. Are they farting?
I think I'm farting. I don't want to know!
I told you it was real, alright? See, right,
Lindsay,
I don't make shit up.
Lindsay, I need to show you. It's like Boobaha Skipping Rope Episode 1. Like, I'm not fucking...
Okay.
Yeah, I thought this episode was kind of weak, but Episode 7, holy shit. They, like, get into, like, hardcore drugs. And then you see Azuba's backstory. He robbed the bank and then he's making up for his crimes.
I'm like so fucking just, what the fuck, Boobaha?
Dude, I'm so glad we're talking about this on the podcast.
There's this thing called
on my mind for a long time.
Boobaha?
Yeah, just like they're fucking weird. I can't wait for Stacey to come in here.
She's gonna watch it. I hope she watches it and she's gonna be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, I gotta say, I'm not a fan.
Boobaha.
So wait, which one's the leader? The purple one?
I don't fucking
Yeah, this
know.
Is kind of scary. This is
weird. Boobaha.
Yeah, I think this is worse than Teletubbies.
Yeah.
Oh my god, can you imagine? You slow the sound down and you like make it creepy. Boob.
Do you think they're like in the universe?
No.
Like maybe they're like the Teletubbies babies.
Ew, I doubt that. Why are they so chunky?
I don't know, maybe
they fucking fuck. What did they fuck?
How does the Teletubby fuck?
Don't.
I mean, that green one has like a long
thing on its head. I think you need to
sit
down and eat some Nutella.
I need help.
Eat some Nutella.
You know, it's like the Cars universe. Like, you wonder how the universe works. That's how I wonder with Teletubbies.
Oh, the car universe.
Oh, no.
What the fuck, do they make the car babies, or?
I think it works on, like, Blue Sky Robot Logic. Have you seen that movie?
Oh, yeah, I've seen a robot. They have to create their own child.
Yeah, the mom's like, I'm having a baby! She pulls up a box.
Yeah,
and she's like, we gotta build it.
At least they had hands. How the fuck does cars do? They don't even have hands.
They have teeth.
Who's making a mechanic?
They have teeth.
They have teeth. What are they gonna do with the teeth?
Look, I'm still getting over the fact that Lightning McQueen won... tied in that race with his fucking car tongue.
Oh yeah.
I'm not talking about his tongue. I'm talking about his car tongue. It's different.
Oh my
god. Anyway, I'm glad I could talk to you guys and feel closer with you through this podcast.
No.
Yeah.
Uba.
Aren't you so glad I showed you that?
I should name that.
You'll dream of that
episode
thing.
Title. Uba.
No,
I wonder why people don't make shows like this anymore. Like,
Probably because they'll be.
Did they get complaints? Or I don't know.
They had to. I'm sure people complain.
Yeah.
They're probably like, this rotted my child's brain.
Wait, I kind of want to. Like they made it. Ooh,
Baja. Ooh, Baja. Reviews.
Oh,
booba. Dude, some of this 3.9 is not bad. There's a lot of 5-star ratings.
They have 104 fucking episodes for Boobaha.
Wait, this review. I know this is like a different podcast because I literally want to make a podcast about like ridiculous reviews because I think it'd be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But this, I'm going to read this one. So here, it's a 5-star review by Ariana Pereira. Yeah, Pereira. So she says, by far the best show there is out there. I got chills. It was so powerful. that even though I shaved my legs, the hair grew back. I'm not even getting it. It is currently 1:44 in the morning, and me and my friend are having the best laugh we had in many weeks. I watch all the legendary shows like Wonder Pets, Little Einsteins, Blue's Clues, but this is just pure amazing amazement. It's so great.
Grape.
I think she meant, oh no, she keeps saying grape. I think she meant that on purpose. Right. The exercises were fantastic and so efficient. We lost 20 pounds.
No way.
The queefs in the beginning were so touching.
Oh my god.
They really blew me away. This show gave us such an amazing laugh. We made noises we didn't even think we could make, and our faces were so broken from laughing. My whole body is aching from laughing and my face is frozen with my mouth open. I can't even think. When they fly, it's so magical. It's grape. But a scene favorite is when Grandma appears. She is the star.
Grandma.
I don't know who Grandma is. She popped up so fast and then more people popped up and kept coming, but Grandma was the star. I just have one thing to say. Bring back this show now. With hand clap emojis in between.
You know
what
they are? It's apparently the main characters of Boobahas are atoms of energy. They're atoms of energy.
Oh, whatever.
That's what they said, man. They made 104 fucking episodes.
104?
Yeah, they released it in April 14, 2003. Holy shit, they were out 4 years ago.
What the fuck
are you? No, they're 4 years ago. They were out 4 days ago in 2003. Sorry, I was going to say that.
Only four years ago in 2003.
Sorry, I meant not 4 days ago.
Damn, I didn't know we were in 2007. This technology is amazing.
Yeah, right. Isn't it amazing? But holy shit. Wait, I want to see how long that 20 years.
So should we, Booba Marathon? Yeah?
It's 90 years old.
Yeah. You could have had your own Booba by then.
Oh yeah, my Boobaha.
Yeah.
Booba.
Booba. Yeah, I'm pretty sure the noise they made in the beginning just came out of my ass before.
What the fuck?
I think you should link that to Justin.
Link the Boobahas?
Yeah. Just link, like, the opening.
I'll just and send be like, him a link.
Yeah, don't say anything. Just send him.
Why, though?
Just because.
Just gave him the link. He's gonna be like, what the fuck?
Oh my god. Dude, there was like another really scary kid show that I'm thinking of.
Which one?
It's like they're like all mascot costumes. This came out later, so like I didn't watch it. I was too
mascot.
Old. They're like all mascot costumes and they're all like they all have staring, unblinking eyes. There was one that literally had one eyeball.
What the fuck?
And had like tentacle hands.
What are you tentacle?
I am dead serious. I don't know what it was called though. And there was a guy with an afro.
Guy with an afro?
Yeah, that's probably the same people who made fucking Boobas and Teletubbies.
I don't know.
Look up kid show guy with afro.
Kid show guy with afro. Guy with afro.
Did it come up? Is it? That's him.
This one?
The guy in the first picture.
This one?
You found it? You actually found it?
That's Yagba Yo Gaba Gaba.
Yo,
hell
God,
yeah!
No, God, God. Dude, can you look at that guy? He's probably like in college.
That's not Afro. That's like a freaking orange fucking hat.
Oh, excuse me.
Yo, Gabba Gab. What the fuck is it? Wait, I know that green little shit.
I do like the robot. I think the robot's cute.
Yeah, Yo, Gabba Gabba.
But I don't like that red thing. He's scary.
Well, it's tentacle man. Don't judge
it's a lot cuter than.
It's the cuter other than Boobahs, yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a fucking monkey. Yo, Gabba Gabba.
Are you just looking up pictures now?
Yeah, like, yo, Gabba Gabba, what the fuck?
Well, do you guys remember any weird kid shows?
I've never seen Yo, Gabba Gabba. That was 2006. Holy fuck.
Yeah, I was too old for that at that point. Boobahs already scarred me, so I stopped.
Boobah? Did you? I can't believe you watched Boobah.
No, I really didn't watch Boobahs. Like, that shit's probably for, like, you're not even, like, cognitively functioning yet.
Yeah, literally, I think it's for kids.
It's for colors and queefing.
Queefing? Queefing. Oh my god.
I think I vaguely remember this show. Just looking on Google, do you guys remember JJ the Jet Plane?
Yes! Oh! That fucker was so ugly.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what is that?
No! Jenny, did you never watch TV shows?
I didn't have fucking cable.
Oh, okay. Well,
I saw Teletubbies through a fucking, what are those called? A BD, like.
Well, you got saved then, because honestly,
yeah.
What JJ?
And I promise you, it's 100 times worse when they're talking.
It looks like Cocomelon, but fucking worse.
All right, Cocomelon. You compared to JJ or JoJo? Is it JoJo?
It's JJ.
Oh, it's JJ.
Oh my god! Oh my god!
Are you sure it wasn't JoJo the Jet Plane? Is that in Mandela?
Persevere with God.
Oh, it's a Christian show?
Oh, I don't know.
It says persevere with God.
Persevere. It says persevere with God on the show. I didn't know it was a Bible show.
Yeah.
Ew. That's not in the show.
What? Oh,
that's
my,
not it.
Oh my evil JJ.
Are you sure it's not JoJo?
This is JJ.
That's scary because I feel like I remember it being JoJo. I think that's Mandela effect.
I remember Thomas.
You know,
the
like Bernstein Bears and Berenstain Bears.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Thomas the Train.
That's what they were trying to do. JJ was trying to copy Thomas the Train, but they were ugly.
Yo, I prefer the Thomas the Train. Thomas was...
Yeah, because Thomas is actually kind of cute.
Yeah, it was cute. I like Thomas, but...
Because they didn't try to go hyper-realistic child on plane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I remember, like, the freaking... What's it called? The conductor? It's like a toy conductor, and I'm like, that is super cute.
Super cute.
Yeah. I remember that was
didn't,
the train.
Didn't, like, Thomas have, like, a super proper accent, too?
Wait,
was he English?
I think he was English. I remember.
He was like, oh, we got so
bad. Oh, my God, it's in Netflix.
We're not watching it.
No. Damn it.
I want to watch Beastars, not that.
How come all of these shows are British? It seems like.
I don't know. Boobahs and Teletubbies are British.
Yeah.
Oh, Thomas' voice reel. I want to hear his voice.
Yeah, let's hear his voice.
It better sound good.
I didn't know something so small could make so much noise.
That's Thomas?
He sounds like is this his original voice?
The baby likes.
Well, okay, look up like Thomas like original voice.
Thomas the Train.
What? Look up like Thomas.
Oh, this is
like... Oh, is that the classic?
One day Thomas was in the yard. Suddenly he heard an engine whistling. Help, help.
Oh, was it just
it's a narrator.
Oh, it's always a narrator. That makes sense.
Oh.
Oh no, they're pushing him, Jody.
Oh no.
And then like it crashes, it's just like
that's fine.
Okay. Okay, see, that's the voice I was thinking of. But it's not actually him, it's the narrator.
So I think I remember I was the narrator talking the entire time.
Yeah, because I was going to say, he sounds like super official.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know.
Thomas the Train. I mean, he had a good voice. Oh my god.
Is that him?
Oh that's no, he's dead. He's dead?
He's dead.
Oh, the voice actor for Thomas
the Train. Oh, Thomas the Train is dead.
He's dead.
Oh, rest in peace, Thomas.
Rest in peace. Oh, I remember Thomas the Train. Oh, that was a good show. I enjoyed watching it.
Yeah.
I like the conductor. They're like toys.
Yeah, it's all very cute.
Yeah.
I'm like thinking of another like kind of kid show that was like that.
The really Blue's Clues is like too mainstream.
Yeah.
Everyone knows Blue's Clues.
Yeah, you're right.
I didn't know Blue was a girl.
I didn't know Blue was a girl. I thought it was a boar.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
Did you guys watch VeggieTales?
Yeah.
I took it. I don't remember it. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah.
I went to a Christian school and they're like, oh my God, let's watch a show. VeggieTales. Oh my God, Jensen.
Well, when you're forced to watch it, it probably is.
Yeah,
stupid.
I'm just standing there like staring like, what the fuck? I mean, I guess I'll watch it. VeggieTales. It's not something I want, like, watched because I wanted to watch. It was something because it had Christian thingy-majiggy that we had to watch it.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't remember anything.
Yeah,
from
the fucking
it.
Asparagus.
Aspare me.
Asparagus. I was like, damn, asparagus.
Oh,
talk to me, asparagus. Talk to me, asparagus.
I'll only accept it if his name is Asparagus.
Gus? Dude, all the female characters in like fucking VeggieTales look like fucking what the fuck? Like,
oh, they like, look sexy.
Yeah, have you seen like
really? Well, you know
we have to add hair.
Well,
oh, wait.
You know what they say in the Bible that girls can't be anything but sexy.
Right.
Oh my God. It's literally on page one.
Have you guys watched Gumby Avengers?
I've never watched Gumby.
I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think I watched
Gumby.
It.
It was fun.
I never watched Gumby.
Gumby.
He looks scary.
He's like they're all. It's like a clay stop motion, dude. I remember this. Vaguely, I watched it over and over, and I was like, what the fuck?
What the fuck is happening?
Yeah, Gumbo.
Do you watch Max and Ruby?
Yeah.
Ruby?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's the show, like, with two rabbits. And, like, it's a younger brother and older sister.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. I thought that was cute. I liked the sister.
Really? I remember I hated her.
Yeah, I like the
She's
sister.
She's a fun sucker.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. I really enjoyed the show Max and Ruby.
Yeah, Ruby was a fun sucker.
Yeah, I remember what's it called, Arthur, the fucking the hand meme guy.
Arthur.
Oh yeah, I like that show.
Yeah, that show, it was funny. like, hey, you like, what's that scene? He's like, you better watch your mouth, or you're gonna be the next orphan.
Yeah.
I was like, there's this girl. Hey, you wanna pair up with me for like the sibling? And he's like, stop it! You're not even siblings. There's nothing for orphans. And like, you better watch your mouth, or I'm gonna sell you.
Yeah. Surprisingly, I never watched Arthur.
Really?
You know what I watched? Franklin.
Franklin.
Oh. Uh-huh.
I also like the meme where he's like on the bus and his friend pisses him off, and he's like, "That's it!" And he pulls out a gun.
He pulls out a gun.
No, it's like a movie. Yeah, it's not real.
Oh.
But it's like this cute little kid voice, and he's like, "That's it!" And he pulls out a gun.
I'll find that. Oh my God.
Wait, this is not like kids, but this is like, you know, older kids. But did you guys watch Chalk Zone?
Chalk
Zone.
How do you spell that?
Chalk Zone.
Chalk Zone?
Yeah, like Chalk Zone. That show was fucking bad.
Oh,
that show is demon, and nobody remembers it.
Yeah, like nobody remembers it. I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
That theme song still gets caught in my head sometimes.
Oh my God, I need to listen to that. It's been, oh my God. Dude, it has
one of the best theme songs to any TV show. I am not even kidding.
I like how there's like a theme song.
Dude, and nobody fucking talks about that show anymore.
Yeah, literally. I wonder why.
That's like Danny Phantom-esque opening.
Yeah.
Or like Gravity Falls is a good opening too, though.
Yeah.
The dog that's like from Australia. I forgot what it's called.
What?
Huh?
What?
What?
What? I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, there's like just a show. It was like a freaking dog-looking thing that has an Australian accent.
Well,
and it has a pet dog. I don't know if it's a kangaroo or something. Kangaroo.
For future Jody, please edit out the Chalk Zone theme song. Everybody else, just go look it up and listen to it if you want to know, because it's a good theme song. And I don't want the first version of it to be heard through this podcast, because it's not as good unless you watch it.
I don't know what to call it. It looks like a dog or the Ronald Roo.
The fuck? So, wait, describe the show. I don't know what you're talking about. Like, what happens in it?
Like, there's this, it's a white little dog thing. It has a pet dog. And then they...
There's a dog with a pet dog?
Yeah! And they have a roommate, and it's a fucking cow. What? it wasn't in Cartoon Network. You look for it.
Oh, Lindsay, you know what she's talking about?
No.
I don't know.
I don't
Oh, I remember there was like a show. It was very bad. It featured in a Cartoon Network, but it had a lot of dirty jokes and adult jokes. I remember watching it and I was like, what?
You like look at your mom like, Mom, what does that mean? And she's like, she's like, never put it on again.
Yeah, literally. Cartoon.
Wait, do you remember Oswald?
Oswald?
Yeah.
What's that?
He's like an octopus and he has like a wiener dog, but it's like a hot dog. I swear to God, it's real. don't look at me like that. Don't at me. Did you find it?
No. I'm looking like old.
Oswald. He was just a polite octopus.
I've never seen him before.
Yeah, he was sweet. He was a sweet old lad, he was. Did you find it?
No, that's not the one. There's Cow and Chicken. I remember watching that.
I never watched Cow and Chicken either.
Cow and Chicken was the weirdest fucking show ever. I watched it and I was like,
Were you talking about Ren and Stimpy?
I think that's the thing, Ren and Stimpy. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't know he was a kangaroo. Ooh.
He's a kangaroo dog.
I don't know what the fuck he is.
I think he's supposed to be a kangaroo.
I think he's a kangaroo because if he's a pet dog, that's really fucked up.
I think so. Yeah.
I never watched it.
What was that?
I never watched it.
I never watched Ren and Stimpy either.
Yeah.
I watched it a little bit. Oh my God, Ren and Stimpy was the weirdest fucking show.
Is that the one you're talking about?
No, that was the other one. Oh. This one they featured in Cartoon Network. Ren and Stimpy was like the weirdest fucking like adult.
So what you're, I think show. I know what you're talking about. It's not Ren and Stimpy. I know, I'm picturing it in my head. I know what you're talking
about. Wait, I could draw it out. Like literally.
No, I know what you're talking about. I can't think of it though. Look up old Nickelodeon cartoons.
Was it Nickelodeon? I thought it was Cartoon Network.
No, I think it's Nickelodeon. Yeah, it's definitely Nickelodeon. You have to look up Nickelodeon. Yeah, that's it. I know what you're talking about. I know what you're talking about.
He always had this freaking island shirt.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Island shirt, and he had this weird tail, and shoes. He had nice shoes though. And he always had his pet dog,
I thought you were talking about Ren. This guy, Rocco. Rocco's
Modern Life. Oh my God, that does not look like Rocco.
It's Rocco's Modern Life.
That was weird. Oh my God, wait, I need to show you my version of Rocco. This is.
Yeah, that's a scary Rocco. I mean, you're not that far off. It's not that bad.
Wait, yeah, that looks pretty good.
Yeah, I would have been able to tell what that was. But for some reason, when I thought of Rocco, I thought of Ren and Stimpy. Like, I thought that was Ren.
That's also another show that's, Ren and Stimpy was really bad. Like, there was a lot of, really bad adult
jokes. I didn't like Ren and Stimpy.
Where there was a scene where, if I vaguely remember, there was a scene where one of the character, I think Stimpy, the other one, not the ugly looking one, bend it over. It's bend over. And it comes to the scene where he's he's showing that expression, going at it or something. And I was like, what the fuck?
To be fair, cartoons wouldn't have the balls to do that anymore.
Yeah, that's gonna be bro, I remember that shit. And I was I remember watching that and I was like, what the fuck?
All right, so I have a question then. When you guys were little, what was your ride or die TV show when you were super little?
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Really?
Yeah.
That scared me.
I love that show. I don't know. I was like, it was a good show.
Yeah, I used to scramble to turn that show off. I was really? So scared of it.
Or Cat Dog. Cat Dog was a good one.
Oh, I like Cat Dog.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What was your ride or die, Lindsay?
Probably the Powerpuff Girls.
Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, that sounds like a you show.
And SpongeBob, yeah.
Oh, SpongeBob.
Oh, it's Danny Phantom.
No, because I felt I'm talking ride or die when you're really young. Didn't even know what TV was yet.
What was yours?
Probably SpongeBob. I loved watching SpongeBob.
Yeah, SpongeBob was also fun, but mine had to, oh my God, Courage the Cowardly Dog. Oh. It was fucking weird.
Because, by the time, Danny Phantom hit, didn't, Avatar come out and everything? And
it was I think just, Avatar came out before Danny Phantom.
No, it did.
I'm gonna check.
I don't think it did. I remember. Because, this is why, Avatar has such, a close place in my heart. I mean, everybody loves Avatar. I've never heard anybody who doesn't like Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, I feel close to it because that's like one of the last times I've scrambled to like watch a TV show like before commercials would come back.
Daddy Phantom came first, and then Avatar came a year after that.
Yeah. That makes sense. Because like I remember like we got like the commercial for Avatar. I literally remember the first commercial for Avatar.
Avatar, really?
When it was like, oh, like look at this cool show that's gonna come out. It's about a guy who could fucking blow wind down his fucking hand.
Are you gonna watch it?
And me and my sister like looked at each other and were like, you wanna watch it? I was like, yeah. And like that Friday night it came out and we watched it and we were like, it's amazing. Every week we fucking sat down and watched it.
Yeah.
So I literally watched Avatar as it aired, which was awesome.
I never got into Avatar. Like, I just couldn't as a child. I feel like now I'm like really, like I really like Avatar now, but like back in the days I was like, it's back in
I art. Literally think that's the show that we want to start doing art like as an actual job. Avatar, I was really? Like, I want to make a show like that. But now everybody wants to make Avatar, so I don't feel as cool anymore. Yeah, because literally everybody, like, if they pitch an idea to me, and I've done it too, where I'm like, imagine Avatar, but this. Yeah. Imagine Avatar, but because the only reason they say imagine Avatar, but this is because Avatar was an amazing show.
Yeah.
I know, because I do it.
It's a good show. It's
like, imagine this idea, but Avatar. Like, it, literally all I'm saying is imagine this idea, but it's good.
That's so hard to beat Avatar, though.
Yeah, it's a good show.
Very.
I never finished it. Like, I only watched book one and two, but I don't think I finished three.
Well, oh, did you not like it?
I liked it, but I don't know. I forgot, I guess, or I don't know.
That's not a good sign.
You just forgot, like, what?
Yeah, but I should go back and watch it.
Definitely.
Honestly, like, for me, I think it gets really good in book three. Like, I think that's the last book is book three.
Yeah, book three is really good.
Yeah, book three has, like, the best fight sequences and shit. Like, they just got their shit together right at the end.
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's something you need to watch. Book three was really good. I don't know. Out of book one and two and three, I feel like book three was my favorite part of everything.
Yeah, same. Like, that's the one I rewatched the most.
Yeah. Like, book one is okay, but it's, like, the beginning, so it's slow. Book two is, like, it's getting there. Book three is intense.
Yeah.
I was never a fan of, what's that, Korra, Legend of Korra? I don't like Legend of Korra.
I tried to get into Legend of Korra. It just got so, they focus so heavily on Korra getting with somebody.
Yeah.
And it's kind of, like, really.
Yeah, I don't know. It's so dusty.
It's, like, still a good show, but, like, it'll never be Avatar.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, people say, like, Legend of Korra was amazing, but I feel like Legend of Korra, like, they had so many opportunities to, like, really, they had opportunities to focus on, like, other bendings that have been like recreated due to generation. I thought that'd be really cool to like touch on and stuff.
Yeah, and I like, I don't know, like I like the plot where it's like non-benders kind of turning against like actual benders. Yeah, I feel like that's something that would happen in real life.
Yeah, I like that idea,
but they just don't go into it.
That's the thing. That's the
they
thing
do it for one season, and they're like, okay, racism's gone. I'm like, wait.
Yeah,
wait, that's a cool idea. Don't lose it.
They could have done it really well, but it's just not done really well. Like, yeah. There were so many opportunities that you could have, like, focused more and, like, played more with.
Yeah.
That's what upsets me when I watch Legend of Korra. I was like, I don't want to watch it. And they're like, gay! And I'm like, that's
great. And they're like, gay! And I'm like, where did that come from?
No, like, they added. They're like, oh my god, well, gay!
Because it's, like, kind of shitty that, and I get it, like, that was, when did Legend of Korra come out?
Anyway, check it. Right, like, 2-3 years after Avatar.
Yeah, so, like, it was still kind of early for that, and I get that. But
I don't think they confirmed it till recently.
When you say, like, oh, we have a gay couple on our show, put it in the show. Don't put it in the last 5 minutes.
Legend of Korra was 2012. Yeah, they didn't. I remember back in the days, they didn't say anything about that, but recently they start saying, oh, yeah, Korra is gay. It's confirmed.
Yeah, because they want the brownie points, but they didn't really even do any of the work.
Yeah, like,
I mean, maybe the creators, they did intend it, but like the executives, like from the network, probably wanted to censor it as much as possible.
No, I wouldn't doubt that. I would not doubt that.
That's maybe.
Yeah, for sure.
Because clearly these people are good writers, you know, they made Avatar.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really have a fault with the writers. And, like, that's kind of the similar thing with, like, season... I don't know if you watched it. Did you watch it, Lindsay, or no?
Mm-mm.
No. So, like, in season one, they have, like, super interesting ideas, but they rush it through season one.
Yeah.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure I read somewhere, this was a while ago, but I read somewhere that they only gave them one season.
Yeah,
and then after
that.
Season one story concluded,
yeah,
they were like, okay, make three more. And they're like, but we concluded the story. What are we supposed to do?
Oh, wow.
So maybe they did get screwed over and just had to fucking hastily write it.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I remember that because, like, when I watched it, season one feel like completed. And then when I was, like, watching season two and three, I was like, what the fuck is going on? Like, you know, it feels like a mess now.
Well, yeah, because, like, that's when I stopped. It was, like, halfway through season two.
I finished it, but I was like, I fucking hate it. Like, in the end of it, I really hated it.
Because, like, minus a lot of the, like, when I was little, I ate it up. But, like, today, I don't really like it. It's, like, the romantic subplots.
There's so many romantic
aside
shit.
Aside from that, in season one, I really liked season one.
Yeah, it was a good one out of those mm-hmm. three seasons. Like, I don't know why they kept trying to put her in a relationship. Like, what's so significant about...
I don't know. I liked Avatar because, like, Aang's relationship wasn't so over the top.
Like, over the like, in front of your face or something.
Yeah, like,
they did develop.
They have moments and they develop, but it's, like, a side story.
Yeah, it's a side story.
As it should be, because the world can end.
Yeah.
It's kind of important. I never finished Danny Phantom either. I need to finish that.
I don't think I've ever finished any of the kids' shows. Except for Courage the Cowardly Dog. There was no really end finish to that. It's just...
Yeah, because that's not like a... That's not like a serial story, right? It's like a episode... Or, no.
It's just... No, it's not like a...
It's not episodic.
I think it's episodic.
What's episodic mean?
That's isn't when... it like just like regular, like one story in one episode, and each episode is different.
Yeah, like each episode is a different story, and there's not really like an overarching
plot. Yeah, I think that was it for Courage the Cowardly Dog.
That's what Steven Universe does wrong. it tries to be like a serial, but it also tries to be like, oh, like one episode a week, like random story. But then they have this awesome story that they're ignoring because you're trying to do both. It doesn't work, Steven.
Let me check. I was thinking Cartoon Network old shows.
I never liked Steven Universe. I can complain all day about Steven
Universe. It went well and then like went down the hill and I was like, what?
Did you like Steven Universe, Lindsay?
I only watched like a few episodes, but I couldn't finish it.
So. It's Next Door.
Oh, Codename.
That's what I was into. I mean, I think that one had like a story all the way to the end.
Ah,
that one I enjoyed. I watched it every single time it came out.
I didn't watch that actually.
Really?
I only saw like a few episodes.
It was good. I really enjoyed it.
I thought the bald kid was weird.
The bald. Yeah, maybe he wants to be bald.
Why are you bald at like 7?
I remember Johnny Bravo. I thought that was fucking
I never watched that either.
Really?
Yeah.
I watched it and I was like, this is fucking stupid. And
this is fucking stupid.
He's like basically a fucking dumb muscular bimbo guy. That's like himbo guy. Yeah, oh my god, so funny.
I like Teen Titans.
Teen Titans was the fucking shit. Or Ed, and Eddie.
Did we just made a topic for this episode.
Yeah, we did.
We did.
Yeah. Childhood TV show. But yeah.
Oh my god, Chowder! Dude, Chowder fucking
Chowder was good. Chowder
was like a good show, really good show.
I heard Flapjack was good too, but I didn't watch that.
Flapjack was good. It was stupid and creepy.
Dude, what happened to good cartoons? This is making me realize. We don't have good cartoons.
No, man. I feel like back in the days.
Okay, maybe that's not true.
There's some, but.
Like, Kipo was good.
Amazing World of Gumball was
She-Ra
fucking
was
good.
I don't know. I just feel like Danny Phantom has a different taste in my mouth than She-Ra does. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's just because Danny Phantom's hot. But we already talked about that on the podcast.
Yeah. I like, oh my god, I love watching The Amazing World of Gumball. It's so fun. They roast everything.
Yeah,
that show is so underrated.
That show is, that show is just, it's a meme itself. It's literally a meme itself. It just makes fun of so every single thing. I love that. Yeah, there's like so many like good shows that, there were so many good shows back in the days.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's just
I think things got a little bit more complicated nowadays.
With a lot of rules, you think so?
Yeah, there's a lot of rules. Netflix will greenlight a show for, like, a season, and they have to plan around that, and then they have to work around if the fucking studio decides, oh, we'll give you 10 more seasons. Figure it out. You know, like, it's probably really hard to pitch a TV show nowadays.
Yeah. I guess so. Oh my god, another show is like Samurai Jack. I fucking love watching, but that was like Adult Swim.
Did you like how that ended?
Not season 2, the new one that came out?
Yeah.
Ah, oh, fucking stupid.
You didn't like it?
Yeah, I didn't like it. I'm like, what the fuck?
I like Ashi.
I do like her character, but like, it was kind of weird how you just ended up. They just randomly be like, oh my god, he needs a lover. Like,
yeah, like, I agree, but at the same time, I'm kind of into it. He's been through a lot.
I guess?
Yeah. He deserves some happiness.
It was just, like, the pacing of it,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. Like, I'm so used to season 1, him just fighting and everything, so, like, he was used to be alone. But it was nice to watch season 2, like, a girl falling in love with him and stuff. I'm like, that's nice, but mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of wish he ended up alone, though.
Well, he does. she dies.
Oh,
they don't even get married. They don't even get
married.
You watched it.
I did, but it's been a while. I watched it with like Sandra.
So it's not a spoiler then. You know what happens.
Yeah, I thought they were together in the end, but I guess not.
Well, my favorite thing about watching TV shows with Jodi is she'll be like, yeah, I watched that. And then we'll be watching it and she'll be like, what is happening? I'm like, you watched it. What are you talking about?
I have
about?
Such bad memories. Like, shows that are not so significant, I'll just forget about it.
Yeah, like, what were we watching, like, the other day?
The Haunting of Hill House?
Yeah, we were watching The Haunting of Hill House again. And she was like, what? And I was just like, Jodi, you watch this show. You know what happens. I watched you watch the show.
You know, one thing I like about my memory is, like, sometimes I would forget what happened, and I watch it, and I'm like, wow, what's the new
I mean, that is kind of cool. I would love to rewatch certain shows over again.
And I'm like, wow!
Without
and
remembering.
Then maybe it just, like, give you the same reaction, but sometimes it's shit. But some, like, majority of the shows that aren't really significant or, like, something that, like, wows me, I just forget about it. I do remember it vaguely.
It's, like, so amazing. Your brain can't handle it.
Yeah, so amazing.
So amazing.
So amazing, yeah, that sucks. A lot of like good old TV shows.
Yeah, honestly, I don't know. Something about today just has a different taste in my mouth.
That's true. Did you guys like Adventure Time though?
I like Adventure Time.
Yeah.
I don't know if I like how it ended.
Yeah. There's a new one with the Marceline and Bubblegum.
Oh, of course.
Yeah, it's an HBO Max. It's like about them two instead of like Finn.
Well, at least they have the balls to put a gay character on screen a little longer than the last episode.
But I don't think they showcased it in Cartoon Network.
Yeah, because they're fucking piss babies.
Yeah. Piss babies! Oh my god, did you guys, like, stay up watching Adult Swim at night?
Yeah, I used to, Inuyasha's my first anime, don't even.
Yeah, first anime, and that's the first and one I watched.
And you know what? I was fucking in love with Inuyasha.
Yeah.
In fact, I'll go and watch it right now and I'll probably still enjoy it just as
much. Inuyasha! Bro, that's the first show I watched in Adult Swim and fucking anime. Oh my god.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Yeah, oh my god. Oh my god, I remember Robot Chicken. That was fucking...
Robot Chicken used to scare me.
Yeah, they scared me. I was like, what the fuck?
It would come on, like, at my uncle's house. And I would get so scared because, like, I'd be alone on the couch and it would come on and I'd be like... Where's my dad? I'm scared.
That show was, I don't even know what to explain that.
Lindsay, did you watch Adult Swim?
Not a whole lot, I don't think.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I mean, I usually tried to avoid it, but, like, when Inuyasha came on, I was like,
you
this
always
is,
have
like,
to watch that.
Well, I never seen a show with blood.
That's true, that makes sense. The only thing I watched was, like, Samurai Jack and Inuyasha from, like, Adult Swim. I never watched any of the other shows. It was so fucking boring. Like, what the fuck is that french fry and meatball shit? I was like, what the fuck is that?
I fucking ignored that one. I was just like, where's Inuyasha? Where's my boyfriend?
Inuyasha!
Where's my boyfriend? Kagome's <'Cause laughs> so lucky, what the fuck?
What the fuck? You got a demon-ass cat dog boyfriend?
He's a dog!
Dog! He looks like a cat.
He's a dog!
He looks like a cat!
No, he's a dog!
Act like a dog!
Shut up. He does act like a dog!
Not really.
Yeah, he does!
Like what?
In the movie, he shakes out like a dog. I remember, because I thought it was cute.
That was cute.
He, like, got thrown in the water, and he came out, and he was just like,
sit down. Sit, baby.
Yeah, does. She makes him sit all the time. That's a dog thing. It's not a cat thing. You don't make your cat sit.
That's sit. Because. Oh my god. Yeah, I don't remember it. Oh my god.
I think Shippo got the short end of the stick a little bit.
Yeah. Shippo was a really good.
Shippo was a little bitch.
I liked him.
Is he in the new series with the daughter?
Shippo?
Yeah, they never mentioned a Shippo. Child. Shippo fucked?
I think Shippo fucked somebody.
Oh my god, Shippo fucked?
I think.
Call this episode Shippo Fox.
Shippo. Wait, does Shippo have. Shippo? Shippo?
It's Shippo. Like hippo, but there's an S.
Oh my god, everyone. On his journeys.
On his journeys, he fucked.
Usually, he eventually marries a. Wait.
Huh? Who's marrying? Who? 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 What? Who? What? Wait! Is that him as an adult?
Oh.
No way. Oh, no, he's faking it. Oh, there. I got excited.
Hey, yo, imagine. Wait, I want. It says here, he's accompanied by a blah, 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 orphan. Has two twin daughters. Wait.
What?
Who married Shippo?
Can't they just give us an answer? Like, why did they give us a paragraph?
Yeah. No.
Are you not? I don't care anymore. Too much time went by. My attention span is very short.
Yeah. Did Shippo grow up? Yeah.
You're not even reading it. You're just opening it and scrolling by.
Did Shippo have any children? I just was wondering because I would love to see them. There's nothing in Yahoo. He's still too young, apparently.
The fuck? How old is the daughter?
He's a fuck.
The Inuyasha's daughter's like 12, right?
Yeah, I mean, I guess demons age slower.
I guess. Whatever. I don't care.
Oh my god. Oh my god. I guess he's still a fucking child.
Whatever. Alright, Shippo didn't fuck. Never mind.
Yeah, Shippo didn't fuck. Damn, that sucks.
He sucked that right back in.
He's like, no fucking for me!
Shippo doesn't care.
Damn, Shippo. I mean, live life, Shippo.
Alright, it's fine. We don't need Shippo. I don't need to know his business.
His business?
His little fox boy business.
I think he's cute.
He's fine. He's a rat.
He's a rat.
I thought his feet were always weird.
He has a fox feet.
Yeah, well, when he's, like, actual sized, like, when he's, like, his actual size, because that's not real, look at his weird little feet.
Damn! Look at his... That's
is that actually him as an
that's
adult?
That's an actual design of him as an adult. He'd be out here looking hot!
Jesus. He's changed his clothes.
I have to show you.
He's, like, the same clothes.
He's the same... I mean, he's a fox demon, but, like, I guess he's still too young, but that's his, like, this is his official Shippo's, like, adult design.
Also, we should wrap it up soon. Okay, you know. Anything to add, Lindsay?
Oh. I just know.
Isn't he? I think he's like pretty hot. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't fuck him.
You wouldn't?
Look at his feet.
Yeah, don't look at the feet. Look at that.
Yeah, his feet.
Rock at me. Hey, don't tell Justin that.
Dude, I don't know why. I've been, like, super nasty lately. Like, a 1 out of nasty, I'm, like, a nasty.
1 out of nasty or 1,000.
I'm, like, a nasty.
Are you sexually frustrated?
No.
No.
No, I am not. I just fucking want to watch TV all day, apparently.
Beastars?
Yeah, I'm gonna watch Beastars.
Oh my god, there's like fucking Legoshi needs to sit the fuck down. He's having fucking he's sexually frustrated.
Did you watch Beastars season 2, Lindsay?
No, I didn't.
Okay, so we won't spoil anything.
Well, right, Lindsay, I won't spoil it, but Legoshi is fucking sexually frustrated.
He's just as sexually frustrated as he was in season 1.
Yeah, but worse.
But worse.
But worse.
Right, whatever. Close the podcast. We're done.
Anyways. Thank you guys for listening. Bye.
That's it.
Thank you guys for listening to today's podcast. Heard some smacking from eating Nutella and strawberry. That was fun. Good.
You heard some smacking, and then we talked smack on some TV shows.
Yeah, smack on some TV shows, and Ty wouldn't stop eating Nutella throughout like half of the podcast.
Don't you dare. You were eating just as much as me.
I stopped because you took the Nutella away, and then you got the knife with the Nutella, and you just like kept like flicking.
I'll stab you with that knife.
No.